Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by Key Bank. Well, the Indians and Reds open up post-All-Star play here in Cincinnati. Game one of a three-game series. Everybody enjoys time off. You even went back home to Tucson. Boy, you don't mind flying, do you?
No, I actually do, but I just wanted to, I knew if I didn't get home, I'd come into the ballpark every day, and I really didn't want to do that. Sometimes you need to get away for a couple of days to recharge, and I really did need to. So once I got home, I was glad. I wasn't real thrilled about that flight, but it was good to get home, you know, sleep in your own bed, played golf one day, just did some, you know, the things that probably people really don't like doing, you know, shopping and things like that. I did a lot of stuff just to, you know, domestic stuff around the house, and it was kind of fun.
Well, it's hard to imagine you pushing a vacuum, so we'll keep that visual in mind. But, Terry, you do need to get away. Do you come back with a different, I don't want to say outlook, but do you gain a different perspective just getting a few days off?
I think it helps. I really do. In fact, that's the idea. You want to make it help. You know, you can sit over the 4 days and stew about things. You can think about things. You know, obviously the idea is to try to stay positive and think about, okay, what do we do good and let's do it more often. And because I think we can all get in ruts where, okay, we're not doing this, we're not doing this. Okay, well, maybe that's the case. But what we do do good, let's see if we can do it more often.
Well, I think we know one thing. This team can really pitch, especially the starters. But you've had trouble all year hitting in the clutch. Why do you think that can change, Terry?
Well, I think, one, I think we have good hitters. I mean, I think, you know, you look up at the All-Star break and, you know, Gomer had the knee problems. He's not going to have 10 RBIs in the second half. You know, Brantley and Kip, I think, although Kip may not keep the pace, he's still a really good hitter. Brantley's proven that he's about as consistent as anybody in the game. Carlos looks like he's starting to heat up. That would be the big one for me. If he can heat up, all of a sudden you got a power bat that can really do some damage right in the middle of the order. So, I mean, I think there's some pieces there that, again, guys get to their level. And as they get to their level, it should really help us.
You know, with everybody seemingly within striking distance of that wild card spot, deals are going to be tough to make. That being said, you have one terrific week. Say you rip off 7 out of 8 or 8 out of 9. Suddenly everything changes, doesn't it?
I think you're probably saying the exact same thing that about 12 general managers are right now. Yeah. I mean, my goodness, what a seat to be in. You know, you got the trading deadline in a couple weeks and you don't know if you're a buyer or a seller. And I think what Major League Baseball probably intended was to keep more cities involved, and they've certainly done that with that second wild card.
Any news on Nick Hagedon?
Just that he's waiting to go see Dr. Elitrash in California. Meanwhile, he's going to go down and see Dr. Andrews in Birmingham. We want him to get more opinions, but until they get in there, and they're probably going to have to get in there, we're not going to know exactly what happened. They just know that he, you know, he hurt himself, and we're just trying to get more information as we go.
Do you need now another left-hander in the bullpen, or can you get by with two?
You know what, Hammy? I think actually having two is kind of a luxury, or having three was a luxury. You don't ever want to have a lefty or a righty just to say you have it. Yeah. You know, we've always wanted to have guys in our bullpen that we use, so I think we're fine.
What about Nick Swisher and Josh Tomlin?
Swish is going to start tonight. He's going to Lake County to work out with the team, not to play in the game, but to work out, take batting practice. He'll do that the next couple nights. Then he'll move on to the next home. We're trying to keep him at home for a while until he starts to play. And then hopefully he'll start getting into games pretty soon.
You know, in your 3 years, at least coming into this second half, your teams have always been better in the second half. Any reason for that, Terry?
You know, Hammy, I don't know. I've been associated with teams that have just, you know, the parachutes come out in the second half too. And I don't know if we've ever done anything different. I'm glad because I feel like this group has done it 2 years in a row and can do it again. But the hard part to figure out is why we have to keep digging ourselves out of a hole. But I'm hanging my hat on the fact that we can.
Is there any one key for you in the second half, or does it become more than that?
The biggest thing, Hammy, is I would say consistency. You know, you're not going to win every game, but you got to give yourself a chance. And, you know, that's by not making errors, you know, finishing plays, you know, just paying attention to detail is probably the biggest thing. Because if you do that and you do it every single day, if you have the talent you think you have, it'll show through.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Reds coming up on the Indians Radio Network.